ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम द श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 2 टेक्स्ट नंबर 8। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड एज प्रेयर्स बाय द डेमीगॉड्स। देवक्या जठरे गर्भम शेषाख्यम धामा मामकम तत् सन्निकृष रोहिण्या उदरे सन्निवेशया। देवक्या जठरे गर्भा शेषाख्यम धाम मामका तत्सन्निकृष्य रोहिण्या उदरे सन्निवेशया। देवक्या जठरे गर्भम शेषाख्यां धाम मामका तत्सन्निकृष्य रोहिण्या उदरे सन्निवेशया। देवक्या जठरे गर्भा शेषाख्यां धाम मामका तत्सन्निकृष्य रोहिण्या उदरे सन्निवेशया। माता जी देवक्या आप देवकी जठरे विद इन द उम गर्भम द एम्ब्रियो शेष आख्यम नोन एज शेष द प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन ऑफ कृष्णा धामा द प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन मामकम ऑफ मी तत् हिम सन्निकृष अट्रैक्टिंग रोहिण्या ऑफ रोहिणी उदरे विद इन द ओम सन्निवेशया ट्रांसफर विदाउट डिफिकल्टी। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। विद इन द ओम ऑफ देवकी इज माय पार्शियल प्लेनरी एक्सपेंशन known as Sankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Purport. The first plenary expansion of Krishna is Baladev, also known as Shesha. The Shesha incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead supports the entire universe. And the eternal mother of this incarnation is Mother Rohini. Because I am going into the womb of Devaki, the Lord told Yogamaya, the Shesha incarnation has already gone there and made suitable arrangements so that I may live there. Now he should enter the womb of Rohini, his eternal mother. In this connection, one may ask how the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always situated transcendentally, could enter the womb of Devaki, which had previously been entered by the six asuras, the Shatgarbhas. Does this mean that the Shatgarbhas were equal to the transcendental body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? The following answer is given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. The entire creation, as well as its individual parts, is an expansion of the energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, even though the Lord enters the material world, he does not do so. This is explained by the Lord himself in the Bhagavad Gita. Maya tatam idam sarvam jagada vyakta murtina matstani sarva bhutani na chaham teshu avastita nacha matstani bhutani pashyame yogam aishwaryam bhutabrina nacha bhutasto mamatma bhuta bhavana. By me in my unmanifested form, this entire universe is pervaded. All beings are in me, but I am not in them. And yet everything that is created does not rest in me. Behold my mystic opulence. Although I am the maintainer of all living entities, and although I am everywhere, myself is the very source of creation. Sarvam khalva idva brahma. Everything is an expansion of Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet everything is not the Supreme Godhead, and is not everywhere. Everything rests upon him, and yet does not rest upon him. This can be explained only through the Achinta Bheda Bheda philosophy. Such truth cannot be understood, however, unless one is a pure devotee. For the Lord says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktyamam abhijanati yavan yas chasmi tatvata. One can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as he is, only by devotional service. Even though the Lord cannot be understood by ordinary persons, this principle should be understood from the statement of the Shastras. A pure devotee is always transcendentally situated because executing 9 different processes of bhakti yoga, shravanam, kirtanam, vishnu smaranam, pada sevanam, archanam, vandanam, dasyam, sakyam, atma nivedanam. Thus situated in devotional service, a devotee, although in the material world, is not in the material world. Yet a devotee always fears, because I am associated with the material world, so many contaminations affect me. Therefore is always alert in fear, which gradually diminishes his material association. Symbolically, Mother Devaki's constant fear of Krishna comes of us purifying her. A pure devotee should always fear material association. And in this way, all the asuras of material association will be killed. As the Shatgarbhas were killed by Kamsa, it is said that from the mind, Marichi appears. In other words, Marichi is an incarnation of the mind. Marichi has 6 sons, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Mada and Matsarya. Lust, anger, greed, illusion, madness and envy. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appears in pure devotional service. This is confirmed in the Vedas. Bhaktir evainam darshati. Only bhakti can bring one in contact with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared from the womb of Devaki. And therefore Devaki symbolically represents bhakti. And Kamsa symbolically represents material fear. When a pure devotee always fears material association, his real position of bhakti is manifest. And he naturally becomes uninterested in material enjoyment. When the 6 sons of Marichi are killed by such fear, and one is freed from material contamination within the womb of bhakti, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appears. Thus the 7th pregnancy of Devaki signifies the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. After the 6 sons comes 6 sons, Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Maha, Moha, Mada and Matsarya are killed, the Shesha incarnation creates a suitable situation for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, when one awakens his natural Krishna consciousness, Lord Krishna appears. This is the explanation given by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam वंदेहम श्रीगुरो श्रीजुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं संसजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन् इति नामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणि निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पश्चात्तदेशता वाञ्छाकल्पतरूभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासुदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे देवक्या जटरे गर्भशेषाख्यां धाम मामकं तत्सन्निकृष्य रोहिण्या उदरे सनिवेशय Within the womb of Devaki is my partial plenary expansion known as Sankarshan or Shesha. Without difficulty, I transfer him into the womb of Rohini. Hare Krishna. So we are celebrating Lord Balaram's appearance day. And one of the definition we hear when we celebrate Balaramji's appearance day, when one of the first lecture I heard from His Holiness Radhanand Maharaj about Lord Balaram, and reading Prabhupada's books, he defines very interesting definition, which is, you know, the original. You don't hear it before, even you must have heard the stories of Krishna. The concept of being the personality of servitor Godhead. Never heard before. This concept is very new one and very interesting one. Fascinates people when they hear this concept that there is a personality who is Godhead, but what is he? He is a servitor Godhead. And also Prabhupada explains there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. Difference in color. Big difference in color. So these two explanation are very interesting, because when we understand Krishna, he is the personality of Godhead, source of everything. Gita explains that one who understands Krishna is the Suhurda, he is the enjoyer, Bhoktaram Jagyatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. That is the master of the entire cosmic manifestation. He is the enjoyer. He is the owner. And he is the friend to all the living entities. And exactly opposite of that definition is given to Balaramji. What is he? He is a servitor of Godhead. So therefore, the capacity to serve is so limitless in Balaramji. There is samvit energy of the Lord. And there is Sandini, and there is Ladini. The Sandini energy, which expands, where does it expand? It expands not only in the spiritual world, it also expands to the material world. And whatever good is happening in regards to serving Krishna, the source of that good in serving Krishna that originates from Lord Balaram, who is not different from Krishna. Now we read this purport. If somebody reads this purport in the beginning, he'll say, what is this? Constantly is contradicting. Unfortunately, in the mundane world, we want very clear definition, because we don't think. A is A and B is B. A cannot be B and B cannot be A. But here Prabhupada is talking, A can be B and B can be A. And AB can be C also. So this kind of contradiction may sound very incoherent Because in the mundane world, incoherency is taken as chaotic condition, confusing condition. Everything has to be extremely orderly. So Balramji represents exactly opposite of Krishna Tattva. Krishna Tattva represents Krishna is the enjoyer. And Balramji, he is the same person. There is no difference between Balram and Krishna. As Prabhupada explained, only difference in color. But even though there is a difference in color, then if you actually study Shastra, Bhagavatam, Chaitanya, Charitamrit, Balramji is not defined as the enjoyer. He may enjoy. He did enjoy with the gopis. He enjoys playing gambling match. He enjoys killing also. Lord Balramji enjoys drinking the Varani beverage. But all this enjoyment is not enjoyment. All this enjoyment is seva, is service. How can we understand this? And we cannot implement, we cannot imitate Lord Balramji's activities. In the name of, we are also servitors. You know, we are all servants of Lord Balramji, therefore we will follow in his footsteps. Not possible. It is just like Lord Shiva trying to drink poison. Not trying, he drinks. No? And he becomes Neelakanta, he becomes Kalakanta. So Balramji does enjoy, but all his enjoyment foundationally connected to service only. So therefore, the definition of Shesha, here Krishna explains Lord Balramji as Shesha. Now Shesha is what? Whatever is left over. Shesha means left over. When we do division, mathematical division, when you divide, you know, odd numbers with an even number, something remains. That remaining is called as Shesha in Sanskrit when we do mathematics. So that is the position of Lord Balramji. That whatever is left over which is enjoyed by Krishna, if it is left over. Many times there is no leftover in the division. When you divide the, you know, even number to an even number, nothing is left. So Balramji doesn't complain, are kuch bhi bacha nahi mere liye. Everything you have taken. So this concept and this consciousness of Lord Balram, that all service for somebody else and no gain for yourself. Very difficult to implement in our life. Even when we render devotional service, even we try to render pure devotional service, even we try to render pure devotional service with the understanding that we are only doing for Krishna's pleasure, at the end of the day, we still say, kam se kam appreciate to karna chahiye na. I'm not asking anything, but at least appreciation. Appreciation doesn't cost anything. Appreciation does cost, because there is expectation. So here, Balramji is teaching the lesson. Of course, that doesn't mean that we should not appreciate. You know, because we will discuss that principle also. That Balramji is setting a standard for us to understand what bhakti is. Sometime, in the community of devotees, if you don't look at some people unconsciously, not consciously, that becomes a big issue. Are, mujhe dekha hi nahi. One devotee, Radha Gopinath, was telling, somebody, you know, was coming from some place and he had a massive headache. Otherwise, Radha Gopinath was a passenger train, you know, going, meeting everybody. So he moved fast to his room. And somebody felt, you know, he's upset with me, angry with me, started crying, complained to, you know, relatives. And then the relative had to call back, Prabhuji, are you upset? He said, no, I have a headache, therefore I'm upset with myself. So we see that there is so much of expectation in the material world, because we are all conditioned soul. But the concept has been given to us. What is it? Pure devotional service means only for Krishna's pleasure. We can sit here and talk about it. No. But to implement, to execute for the rest of our life, and not only rest of our life, rest of eternity. No. So difficult. Like recently one devotee, you know, they were calling couples. And they said, you know, Prabhuji, you are doing good now. You know, our relationship is good. I said, look, in our Shastra it is said, for 7 lifetimes, you know, one should remain as husband and wife. And the wife said, my God, too much. Why? Because in this relationship, if this relationship has to work, a lot of selflessness is required. Selfishness breaks the relationship. And going beyond this one, seven lifetimes, bhakti defines that you want to serve Krishna, you want to practice pure devotional service. How long you are supposed to serve Krishna? Eternity. Without any expectation. Sounds very fantastic, you know, when we sit and hear from devotees, sounds very fantastic. But to implement, extremely difficult. Therefore, hearing Balramji's activities makes it more important for us to understand that since how long Balramji is serving and how long will he serve? There is no stoppage. Eternally serving, and therefore it takes this name as Shesha, or that name is eternally connected to Lord Balram. Shesha means what? Most of the time nothing will be there for you. And sometime some reminder will be there. You know, if you divide 19 by 2, what remains? 1. Right. So that what remains, that 1 is that Shesha, and that is what belongs to Lord Balramji, and he represents that tattva. So therefore, you know, when we see, when we hear, you know, somebody has become very big, very rich, very wealthy, he's expanding. You know, he has a factory here, he has a factory there, he has a company here, he has an office here, he has got bungalow this place, he has bungalow in that place, building so many places, huge bungalows. And then he's going for this place for a trip, he's going for that place for a trip, he has got thousands of people working under him. You know, very interesting, very gratifying, just to hear also. But Lord Balramji expands in a limitless way, but not for his own enjoyment. He expands limitlessly for what? For increasing service. We see that our, many times, our temple commander, we have actually have moved to many, many things. The temple commanders have given up their commanding because they got fried out. The service in charge, they also got fried out. The counselors also get fried out many times. And the counselors also get fried out. Giving service and taking service, both parties get fried out. Kab tak karna tha rehne ka? Kitna karne ka? Promotion kab hoga? No. So we have such a limit. That shows how much we are conditioned souls, that we want change from being a servant to be giving service to somebody else. But Balramji expands in the spiritual world, in the material world, for what? Just to render service, more service. He can become a crown and he can become a shoe also. He can become a bed also. He can become Sheshanag also. You know, he can become ordinary paraphernalia. It is not ordinary naturally. But he can be anything for sake of Krishna. So all this definition when we hear in the beginning, you know, it's a technical explanation which makes us, oh, new information. Oh, new information. I can use it in my class now. But then we grow up in Krishna consciousness and we see the contrast between what we are and what we are discussing and what we are supposed to practice, it looks like the goal is too far away to reach. That we are so far away from the reality of becoming Krishna conscious, and that reality, when it downs to us, then actually we can become humble. Humility is not like mantra. I want to be humble, I want to be humble, I want to be humble, I want to be humble. No, it is not possible. Just by contemplating on becoming humble, one cannot become humble. When there is a experience of somebody else serving Krishna in such a way, constantly forever, and I am not able to do it for serving Krishna, some sickness is there, you know, we want somebody else to serve us. As many people as possible. And if people are not serving you, then you feel, kya devotees log bhi aise hi hai. I remember one time, one of our brahmachari, he had a habit of not coming for morning program. And an excuse he would give to Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj that, I'm sick. When you give this excuse, you can't force people. And one day he actually became sick. And those 2-3 days, nobody asked him, what are you doing? Why are you not coming? So then when we met, many times we meet in the bathroom only. No? So when he met myself, Shyamalan Prabhu, he started screaming, angry. He said, kya hai? Koi baat hi nahi karta hai. Koi dekhta hi nahi. Koi prem hi nahi karta. Main kitne din se bimar ho. Bimar to eternally rehte ho. Lekin aaj asli mein bimar pad gaye. And because nobody asked him, he spoke. And it's not only him. Some people will speak, some people will not speak. Some people will express somebody, some people will keep it in the mind. Oh, nobody cares for us. So that shows we are so far away from reality. And therefore we need Balramji. Why? Because one more service what Balramji does, I remember one time Maharaj mentioned, very beautiful definition, stuck in my mind. He said, Balramji is the interception between Krishna and Jiva. Balramji, or Guru Tattva for that matter, what is that principle? That principle is, if there is only Krishna and Jiva, Jiva can never meet with Krishna. And Krishna, will not come to Jiva. There has to be some bridge between the two. So therefore Balramji appears. And what does Balramji do? Balramji's role is to serve Krishna, to provide enjoyment to Krishna. To provide enjoyment to Krishna, he needs resources. And which is the best resources? The best resources is Krishna's separated parts, the living entities. And yes, Krishna comes to this material world. Yada yadai dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata. To establish religious principle and to destroy the evil activities. But the gap is so huge. So what Balramji does? Balramji, because he wants to provide enjoyment for Krishna, Krishna is looking towards the jivas. And Balramji is looking towards Krishna. But while looking towards Krishna, he is also meditating and contemplating, how can I get more living entities to serve Krishna, assist me. Therefore he is looking towards Krishna, but also sometimes he is looking towards the living entities to bring them back to the service. I remember there was one, very big devotee, still glorious in the service of, Prabhupada indirectly, not actively serving. And he was really a big, big leader within ISKCON. And when we used to go, myself and Shyamalan Prabhu, for Mayapur regularly every year for these meetings, and attending some courses and then serving Maharaj. So when this devotee would come, he was really a big leader. And there was threat on his life also. That's what some devotees would feel. So when he'd come to take darshan in the temple hall, he would be taking darshan, but he had a bodyguard. This Swiss bodyguard. And in a devotee's clothes only. So this bodyguard would be standing next to Radha Madhav's altar. Not facing the deities, but facing this leader. Would look very odd. That everybody is looking at Radha Madhav. But what this devotee is doing, except the pujaris, sometime when they wave the fan, they would look at the devotees. But everybody else is looking at the deities. But this person alone was standing and, guarding his master if something goes wrong. And I was thinking, my God, what an embarrassing seva. What an embarrassing seva if you are told to become a, guard or a bodyguard for your spiritual master. Because you have to do exactly opposite what he does. If he's looking there, you have to look exactly opposite of him. Very embarrassing. Myself and Shyamabu would discuss, kya seva hai? Sab log usko ghur ghur ke dekh rahe hai. Kya khada hai aisa karke? Because most people would not understand what he is doing. We asked, you know, the secretary of this big devotee, and he told, you know, because of this we have this bodyguard. So Balramji is like that. You know, he may act eccentrically, apparently, that he is exactly, you know, standing between Krishna and living entities, sometime looking at the living entities and pulling them to come and serve Krishna. Krishna wants to provide enjoyment to the living entities. Balramji wants to provide enjoyment to Krishna. And to provide enjoyment to Krishna, what does he do? He takes the living entities along with him and makes them serve Krishna. And therefore, he is extremely dynamic. This is a very interesting fact. Krishna comes to this material world. You don't hear about Balramji coming to this material world to establish a religious principle. That is the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Lord gives enjoyment to the living entities. Prabhupada explains in the Bhagavad Gita chapter, the fourth chapter, Yada Yadai Dharmasya. He says, why does Krishna come? Krishna comes to make his devotees happy. Give an opportunity for the living entities to come back to the spiritual world. So Krishna is only contemplating on giving enjoyment to the living entities. He is not contemplating on his own enjoyment. But Balramji is the one who contemplates on the enjoyment of Krishna. And therefore Guru represents that tattva. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in his poem, what we sing in the morning hours, you know, he represents in the internal pastimes of the Lord, Guru is the representation of Radharani. In the reclaiming condition soul, he represents Balram tattva. Because both represent Seva tattva. One represents the Seva tattva in the internal pastimes of the Lord in the spiritual realm, and one tattva represents in the external world, reclaiming the fallen souls to be engaged in Krishna's service. So this is Balram. He represents this tattva and therefore is called as Shesha. If you understand this foundational principle, what he does as Lakshman, as Balram, as Nityanand, then we are not bewildered. We see Lakshman is a loyalist. Balramji is a separatist and Lord Nityananda is extremist. Because, and then everybody is the same personality. If you study Lakshman's character, that Lord Lakshman, when he came to this material world, the way he came also, you know, because all depends upon what is your foundational culture. And that foundational culture will never change. It will never change. It will always stay as it is. We have to accept this reality. Yesterday Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was speaking. You know, he was saying we have to accept this reality that our core nature will not change. We have to purify our nature and engage that in Krishna service. However much we try, however much we say, oh, one can change. Yes, one has to give up the animalistic propensity. That has to be given up. One cannot say, you know, what can I do? I'm an animal. Then you will become an animal. But there are certain nature which are okay, can be engaged in Krishna service, had to be protected from, you know, harming other devotees, but there are certain nature cannot be changed. You know, that was his conclusion after being a devotee for many, many years. And we also were agreeing, yes, you know, that makes sense. And what is that core nature of Lakshman when he appeared? When Dasharath Maharaj received that kheer in the Putra Kamishti Yajna, he divided that kheer into two parts. And one part he gave it to Kaushalya. And the remaining part, again the Shesha, he divided that into two parts. And one part he gave it to Sumitra. And the remaining part again he divided into two. And one he gave it to Kaikai. And the remaining gave it to again back to Sumitra. So one may raise this question, अरे क्या है? तीन भाग में करके तीन रानियों को दे देना चाहिए ना? क्यों इतना confusion करना चाहिए? That's what we want to sing. We want to think very, very practical and very simplistic. And it is very simple. तीन रानी है, उसको तीन भाग में डिवाइड कर दो, और खीर होने के कारण इट डजेंट हैपन, ओके देर इज यू नो 3 3 3 1 रिमेन्स, इट डजेंट हैपन. यू कैन एक्चुअली डिवाइड खीर इन टू प्रॉपरली थ्री पार्ट्स. बट वाई ही डिड लाइक दैट, बिकॉज देर इज अगेन द फाउंडेशनल प्रिंसिपल ऑफ सेवा इज देर. What is left over from Kaushalya was received by Sumitra, and from there came Lakshman, who was meant for Ram. His life was meant for Ram. And what was left over from Kaikai's kheer was again given back to Sumitra. That made the appearance of Shatrughna, who was the servant of Bharat. So this mathematics is little complex, but even though this mathematics is complex, but it serves the purpose of pastimes of the Lord. What is that service? Krishna has to be served, Ram has to be served. So Lakshman is constantly serving. And how does he serve? In the service of Lord Ram, there is no separate identity for Lakshman. No separate identity. If somebody is walking, you can't say he's walking along with his leg, walking along with his hands, walking along with his eyes. It is understood. You do not separately, you know, speak, you know, he's walking because he has eyes, he's walking because he has hands. Agar aankhe nahi hota to kya chalta tha wo? No, the purpose of the eyes is not to be separatist and rebel against the owner, the soul. It is understood. He has no separate identity of, you know, I want a separate identity. I am the servant. I am the special servant. I am the senior servant. I am the secretary. No, I am 8-year-old servant. I am 10-year-old servant. This kind of identity, there is no expectation. The eyes are going wherever the body goes. Or Mother Sita also spoke this to Kaushalya, or Lord Ram only. He said, you are planning to go to the forest, but how can you go to the forest? It is just like a chariot going without the wheel. The wheel has to go along with the chariot. Wheel has no separate identity. When a wheel has a separate identity, it is useless. So wherever the chariot goes, wherever the car goes, you can't say car belongs to me, but the wheel belongs to my brother. If there is a car, the wheel is there. So nobody asked Lakshman to go. In the case of Vishwamitra Muni inviting Lord Ram to the forest, he never asked, you know, Lakshman ko bhi bhej do. Nor Kaikai wanted Lakshman to go to the forest. What? Lakshman, it is automatic. He's like a shadow. Wherever a person goes, a shadow has to follow. So there is no significance to Lakshman in regards to position. You know, some intellectual asked this question, ultimately what did Lakshman gain at the end of the day? What did he gain? He only got was blasphemy, slanderous remarks from Mother Sita. He got chastisement from Lord Ram, being not competent. And at the conclusion of the pastime, Ram banished Lakshman. Is there in the Valmiki Ramayana that Ram banished Lakshman? He has to be banished. Any, if you see, if somebody serves someone and at the end of the service, after 35 or 40 years, what you get is three remarks. Incompetent, have no character, and therefore we have sacked him. This is what Lakshman got, apparently from our mundane perspective. No? But still Lakshman, you know, what is his character? Service. No quitting. Even banishment was part of serving Lord Ram, because very, very, you know, how material world, even for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we had a debate recently in our school for the children, just to make them more, you know, intelligent, speak, think. Nowadays they are not allowed to think only, right? Because there are a lot of video games. If they start thinking, they are made to shut. No. And their intelligence is not functioning because video games, movies, somebody else is thinking for them. So there was a debate. The debate was, who is greater, Krishna or Ram? And they're all Krishna's devotee only, but for the sake of debate they have to choose. And then there was a debate, and then one student said, you know, Krishna is the Supreme Lord and Ram is simply an incarnation. In the rebuttal, when the debate goes, first you present, then you rebuttal, you know, what already has been presented. So then one student said, yeah, Krishna may be the Supreme Lord, but not a good example. You know, one cannot follow his example. Can you imitate Krishna? He speaks something and does something. But Ram is not like that. Whatever he speaks, he acts like that. Just see, Lord Ram married 16,000 women. Can anybody imitate that? That's the first thing where people get bewildered about Krishna. But Ram, see, very simple. Ram married one wife, and then nobody can be confused. Another student said, Ram married one wife, but caused so much pain to her. Krishna married 16,000 girls, but everybody was very happy. I said, wow, I never heard this point. And then suddenly it came to her mind. You know, it was not prepared on, because you have to make your argument based upon what the other party is arguing. I said, wow, fantastic. You know, that we never thought from that perspective. That Ram had only one wife, but she was miserable from a material point of view. Recently Maharaj was telling, you know, Radhanath Maharaj is mentioning that, you know, he speaks about this Sindhutai Sappal. He spoke about her in the Festival of Inspiration. He said, I heard her speak also. She says that I am devotee of Krishna, not devotee of Lord Ram, because he did not treat his wife very well. No? So we see that how Lakshman, of course, Ram causing pain to Sita and Krishna giving all pleasure to 16,108 wives is one and the same. It's a different also, but at the same time one and the same according to Prabhupada's purport. If you do not reconcile it, it is your problem. So, Lakshman, you know, he was banished. Why was he banished? He was banished while serving Lord Ram's cause only. Durvasmani came, and when Durvasmani came there, Ram was talking to Kalapurush. Kalapurush had come. When the Lord comes to this material world, even the Supreme Lord as a proper example faces the Kalpurush, which is nothing but a most insignificant manifestation of his own self. Kal is not independent of Krishna. But in the material world, Krishna follows the rule of the material world, that there is a limit for incarnation. There is a limit for you to perform pastime. Then you have to go back to the spiritual world. Then the pastime has to be meditated upon by the devotees. So Kalapurusha came to tell the Lord. We see it in the Chaitanya Charitamrita also. Advaita Acharya wrote that poem, sonnet, that now everybody has the rice. Rice is no more in demand. Right, nobody understood. Those who understood, they became very grave. And that's how Mahaprabhu, you know, he finished his pastime in this material world. So similarly, when Lord Ram came and he was discussing with Kalapurush, and Lord Ram had told Lakshman, do not allow anyone inside. If you allow somebody, you know, anybody comes inside, you know, we have to execute them. Very severe punishment. That means the rules were made very clear. The rules were made very clear. And as Lakshman was guarding, unfortunately, when at the last moment, the meeting was almost over. Almost over, and unfortunately, Durvasmani came there. Durvasmani came and he said, I want to meet Lord Ram. Sometimes there are people, you know, they don't have any rules for themselves. Rules for everybody else. You have to meet the Guru. There is a rule. For me, no, I will straight go inside. So he said, I want to meet Lord Ram. He said, no, he's in the meeting. I said, meeting, hum log nahi, humko jana hai, turant. I need to meet Lord. He said, no, you cannot meet. Okay, if I don't meet him, I will destroy the entire Ayodhya. Durvasmani said, you have the choice. No, you don't allow me to meet Lord Ram, I'm going to destroy entire Ayodhya. Actually, Lakshman can destroy Durvasmani. But because he's Durvasmani, he's a sage, he's not allowed by the rule. So Lakshman had the choice. What is that choice? I go inside and get killed, so that Ayodhya can be saved. So Lakshman dying is no big deal from again the Leela perspective. But not serving Lord Ram is the most difficult thing. We see in this material world sometimes, you know, when some people are very frustrated with life and they have a spiritual culture also. What is the consciousness? The consciousness is, agar death aaya na acha rahega. If I die, I go back to Godhead. Death does not give us spiritual world. Only service gives us the spiritual world. If I have not engaged in proper service, sufficient service, and service is never sufficient. Therefore, you know, winding up our life, thinking, you know, it's too much to bear, I want to go back to Godhead. No, we'll only receive death and a rebirth. Because one who dies, he achieves material body. Death only gives another body. One has to be very clear about this understanding. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised Sanatana Goswami that, what is this? You want to kill yourself? That is tamogun. And he quoted Rukmini's verses, which she wrote to Krishna, that by dying, if I can render service to you, I am willing to die millions of lifetime. But Mahaprabhu said, death will not give Godhead. Death is the denial of reality, basically. Therefore, Prabhupada explains, one should try to live as long as possible. As long as possible, so that one can render service to Krishna. There are challenges, no doubt. But withdrawal will not give us bhakti. Withdrawal will not give us, you know, progress. Not engaging because there is a fear of maya will not free us from maya. It doesn't fit into the system of Vaishnavism. Just to be protected from maya, therefore I stay away from seva, that itself is a big maya. And to think that there is a protection in this, itself is the greatest danger. So here Lakshman was not hesitant to die. But the problem was, if you die, of course there is no death for living, and it is what to speak of, you know, Lord Balramji. But again, the pastime is going on, human pastime. But he had to go, because the service was more prominent than death. So if the service can be rendered through death, Lakshman was willing to do, therefore he goes inside. At the last moment, and he interferes between their meeting, and Lord Ram says, now, what to do now? I have to execute. And I think then the Kala Purusha said, no, you know, you banish him. The banishment is worse than death. So therefore when Lord Ram banished Lakshman, it is explained, Lord Ram could not tolerate the separation of Lakshman. He could tolerate the separation of Mother Sita for hundreds of years, but he couldn't tolerate the separation of Lakshman. Therefore, he also concluded his pastime. During the Vanavas also, just see the loyalty of Lakshman. You know, extremely loyal without any remuneration. Did not get anything except service. Went to the jungle, served Ram for so many years, without sleeping also, without eating also. Some acharyas explain that for 12 years Lakshman did not eat or sleep. And Bharat, you know, where he was sleeping? And what was he eating? You know, barley soaked in cow urine. One time we should try, Prabhuji. We should try that. To see how does it taste. And how many times? For all the 12 years Bharat ate barley soaked in urine. Thoda rice bhi kacha rahega toh hum log complain karte hai. Of course, we should not give kacha rice. But, you know, we have so many things to complain. So when I was reading Balramji's pastime and all this concept, it was making more and more feel, you know, how far we are from bhakti. And that gives rise to what? Hope. You know, only with this consciousness there is some hope that somebody will bestow their mercy. Not by our own efforts, but we have to do our efforts. So Balramji, as Lakshman, is extremely loyalist. But same Balramji, Shesha, when he comes as Balramji in Krishna Leela, from very beginning, he is brother of Krishna, but what does he do? He separates himself from being in the womb of Mother Devaki, he goes to the womb of Rohini. And Prabhupada explains, Rohini, she was wife of Vasudev, the Kshatriya woman. And Krishna was born in Devaki's womb, but he was transferred to Yashoda. Our acharyas also explained that the twin Krishnas were born simultaneously for Devaki and Yashoda also. So Krishna represents the Vaishya qualities because he was son of Nanda Maharaj. And Balramji represents the Kshatriya clan. And he says that Balramji, he connected the two families, the Vaishya families and the Kshatriya families, the Nanda Maharaj's family and Vasudev's family. So therefore, Sankarshan, he has the same principle. Karshana, you know, there is Samyak Karshan. What does he do? Drags. He brings families together. Especially he brought the families of Nanda Maharaj and Vasudev's family together. Apparently separated. And therefore in Balramji's Leela, where does he start acting against Krishna? When Krishna showed his universal form, Mother Yashoda, she told Krishna, I have heard that you have eaten dirt. And not only your friends are complaining, even Balramji is saying that. And Krishna also confirms, yes, today Balramji is also against me. No. But if you don't trust me, then you can open my mouth and see. And from there onwards we see how, for enhancing seva for Krishna, Balramji is always on the other party. In the, and Krishna only chose like that in the Pralambasura pastime. You know, very beautiful description of Vrindavan is there. Very beautiful description of Krishna's activities are there. Now that very supreme personality of God when he comes to this material world, you know, what does he do? You know, our Sukadeva Goswami explains to Parikshit Maharaj, all Krishna and Krishna's friends. Can you imagine? You know, some big industrialist, very formal person, and he comes to this temple, and he comes for the Monday Guru Puja, and he starts doing somersaults, right? Like some of our brahmacharis. Kumar Mangalam Birla doing that. Or then, you know, somebody is picking him up and throwing him up and down, pulling his hair, and all his people, if there is secretary watching this, you know, what will happen? Or that, for that matter, if Pranab Mukherjee comes here. Very formal position, we discussed this. When he came for our Pune temple opening, my God, what a formality you have to follow. Better don't invite them. Because too many formalities, you know, who is going to sit where? All their ID card. You know, when he comes, how to get up and where to look. Everything is, there is a big grantha only for that. Now, there is a huge book our Sri Gurucharan was mentioning. You know, till he came and till he went back to Delhi, you know, devotees were kind of happy that president is coming, but, you know, Gopal Krishna Maharaj lost many kilo weight also. Seriously, it was not joke. Because it's not an ordinary thing. Anything could happen. And if something happens, then all those invited might go to jail forever. So, Krishna is the most formal in regards to his position as being the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And what does Sukadeva Goswami define this Krishna and Balram? And not only one God, two gods. Krishna is there, Balram is there. And what do they do when they go to, you know, they go to the pasturing field? That itself is a surprising thing. That God is tending the cows. Like in our IIT, Gaur Hari Prabhu and his few professor friends. You know, these are all PhD professors. There are many professor, many students are working to study PhD under them. And many times in the morning and evening, what do? They take a stick in the IIT campus and they go around the cows and the bulls. Hale, hale, hale. Hi, hi, hi. You know, it's a very strange sight for most of the people. They want to keep away from them. अरे कैसे लोग हैं? इतने बड़े बड़े प्रोफेसर है और गाय के पीछे भाग रहे. It takes lot of, you know, conviction that I am serving the cow. No, and in a public place, in Wada, if you come, everybody is a devotee, and then you have been preached also, this is what you are supposed to do in the spiritual world, and then, you know, there are many people who take picture also, so it's very easy. But just imagine some of us, if you are told, yahan se gaay ko lekar jana hai, you know, Bhuleshwar tak. You know, in our saffron dress or in our, you know, formal dress, from here to Bhuleshwar, most of us will say, main mera daan deta hun, dusre se kara lo ye kaam. I don't want to do it. No, seriously, we will be extremely embarrassed. We don't want to do it. Just see, something which is done by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are so embarrassed to do it here. I remember when I wore first time dhoti kurta and shaved my head. I was in Bombay. I was, you know, I gave up my town and I came here. But there was so much of, you know, you become so conscious of everything. I was thinking everybody is looking at me, even though nobody was looking at me, basically. I was walking with my president, you know, our temple president. I was so embarrassed. My God, I don't know who is looking, that person, this person. I didn't know anybody in Bombay, but you become extremely conscious. You feel embarrassed. But there is nothing to be embarrassed. But there is everything to be embarrassed. Why? Because our culture, you know, our upbringing, you know, our understanding is so different from what is the reality. So when we study Krishna and Balram, not only tending the cows, one can do that, you know, possible to tend the cows. Our coward boys in Wada are Sri Nandanand Prabhu, he is a chartered accountant. You know, he is expert in tax. That is his specialty. And there are 2-3 engineers. They are the coward boys. You know, taking care of the cows. Of course, they only do within the campus. But I think Nandanandan Prabhu can do it here also. You know? But maybe with little difficulty. Because why? It is not appreciated so much. And Prabhupada writes in the Bhagavatam, he says the auspiciousness of civilization can be experienced when the cows and the bull are moving all over the street without any problem. If you see cows moving and stopping the traffic, what do we say? Are kya India aisa hi hai? Are India aisa hi hona achha hi hai, because Bhagavat uske bare mein kehta hai. We wish that it also happens in America. You know? In the highways, all the cows and the bulls are moving about. You know? And as Maharaj mentions, Radhananda Maharaj mentions, he said, we hardly saw cows. Rarely when we are driving, you know, on the highway, in a far distant ranches, you could see a cow in a distant place, but there was no connection. You only saw the cow on the plate. No, not in a reality. But in India, you can see cows everywhere. So Krishna and Balram, those Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are moving along with the cows, and what are they doing? You know, Sridhama is there, Stoka Krishna is there, Subal is there, Arjuna is there, Varutapa is there, all the sakas of Krishna. Now, Shukadeva Goswami is the most sober personality, and Parikshit Maharaj is the great regal Rajarshi. They are sitting together and discussing. And what are they discussing? They are discussing what the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. He is whirling. Ghum rahe sa. No, kirtan mein ghumte na, us prakar se ghum rahe. No, for a long time, Krishna, what is there in that? Waste of time, one may say. No, why Krishna has to move? He is moving, whirling around. And then he is leaping also. Shukadeva Goswami spends his time defining this in pure Sanskrit. And Prabhupada translates. And then hurling. Hurling means sometimes they are hurling the boys, other boys. Sometimes they are hurling fruits. Because there was no tennis ball, you know, there is no MRI ball. So they would take amalaki fruit. And they would make them as balls. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains, Krishna and Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who maintains, who creates, who destroys the entire material manifestation, he has been served by millions of Lakshmis in the spiritual world. You know, the Vedic hymns are chanted for him. Before every offering, before every yajna, you know, before inviting him to sit on the seat, there is such a formal reception for Krishna. And that very Krishna and Balaram, what they do? They take some fruits and throw it in the air. And take another fruit. And they try to hit that fruit with this fruit. And if they do it, they feel, wow, what an achievement. They feel some kind of fulfillment. And then they hurl and they're slapping. What kind of slapping? They can slap on others mildly and they can slap themselves also. And then he says, they fight also. It is typically like a village school. If you go to a village school, all these things happen. Because there are hardly any teachers. You know? You know, that students have to manage on their own, survival of the fittest. You know? So, exactly, if somebody studies, you know, being in a village, raised in a village, then he went to some big city, you know, made up something. And if he studies this, he will remember, my God, you know, I had to go through all this ragging. Like yesterday, somebody was telling me, in the army school, you know, ragging is compulsory. I don't know how far it is true, but ragging is compulsory. And if you are ragged, and then if the junior goes and complains to the officer, ki aaj mujhe rag kiya gaya, then the officer calls the students who ragged. He said, how is that it has come to me? That means you guys didn't rag properly. He said, he is able to come to me, that shows that your ragging was not foolproof. So they go back and rag him and he does not come back. So that is the success of ragging. So because he said that is a part of their training program, they don't rag in such a way that they want to commit suicide. They only make them tough. Now I don't know how far it is true. You know, we should never follow this. So then Krishna fights with other coward boys. And then another thing what they do, Prabhupada Vishwanath Chakri Thakur explains, they pull each other's hair also. You know, it is more painful. Everything else is okay. Pulling somebody else's hair, you know, if you touch small children's hair, you know, especially if you find some young children having a shikha, and sometimes our devotees do that, we should not be doing it. It's very irritating. Pull their shikha. Or pull the girl's hair also. Very irritating. So Krishna, for Krishna and Balaram, this is a regular pastime. They're pulling each other's hair, you know, whirling around, slapping and throwing things at each other and then imitating. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead sits on his knees and he starts imitating like a frog. He makes the sound like a frog. Just imagine, you know, if some of the temple presidents start doing that. It will not be taken seriously, but Krishna does it, and Sukadeva Goswami spends so much of time defining all these things. And then they also want to play. Now this concept is nowhere there other than the Srimad Bhagavatam. And they start playing. Again Krishna divides the team. Hey Balaram, you are on the other side. And I'm on this side. And Krishna has particular coward boys who will be party in his party, headed by Sridhama. And Balaramji has his party, headed by few friends. No, Krishna doesn't have Sridhama. Sridhama is on the other side. And then what happens? Krishna loses the match. Balaramji wins. And according to the rule, now Krishna has to carry somebody else. So Sridhama is sitting on the back of Krishna and Pralambasur sits on the back of Balaramji. And then the detailed things, you know, is there in the Krishna Lila, how Balaramji kills him. But that is the beginning. How Balaramji is on the other side, and when in Dwarka Lila and Mathura Lila, Balaramji becomes actually more consciously, he is separated from everything what Krishna decides. If you read Ram Lila, Balramji as Lakshman, and in Krishna Lila, Balramji acting what he acts, they are exactly opposite. Even though it is exactly opposite, but the foundational principle as we begin our class is what? He is Shesha. He enhances, you know, glorification of Krishna, enhances the service of the Lord, but the way he does it, it is not understandable by ordinary living entities. Balramji everywhere he opposes Krishna. Lakshman, if he is like a betel nut in the pan, but Balramji is like a salt in the sugar. Now, sugar and salt, they are not proper combination. You know, you don't have sugar and salt together. But you do it. When you do it, in a lemon juice you do it. When you add little salt, it enhances the taste. Or if you have a salty, in our children, in our childhood days, we used to eat this biscuit. Crackjack. Right, everybody remembers. What is it? There is a sugar and there is a salt also. So that combination, opposite elements, but when they are combined with a proper understanding, what do? They increase the taste. So unless Balramji is understood like this, Balram's character in Krishna Lila is very bewildering. Beyond Vrindavan, more bewildering. We read, when Krishna married Rukmini, and Krishna is about to kill Rukmi, because he came. He didn't want to, he didn't want Krishna to marry Rukmini. He was about to come and attack Krishna. And Krishna captured Rukmi very easily, and he was about to slaughter, and Balramji came. And he saw. What did Krishna do with Rukmi? On the, request of Rukmini, he gave a special haircut to Rukmi without any price. Rukmi did not pay any money. Very, nowadays many young people do it. They sound like all expansion of Rukmi only. All defeated people, basically. If you see, they call it as a fashion, but what is it? Internally, they are all defeated people. Idhar se aisa baal nikla rehta hai, Aurangzeb ke saman. No? Phir idhar se kuch nikla rehta hai. Then there is something, tattoo somewhere, and then some earring, and then hair is all crazy looking. No? Eccentric. I thought, shaving head and keeping shikha was eccentric, even though it is not. But when you see, they are so eccentric and they pay so much of money. So much of money they pay and they look so weird, vastu, totally inauspicious. No? Very inauspicious vastu. So this is what Balramji did for, this is what Krishna did for Rukmi. And it was so painful when Balramji saw, very beautiful how Balramji spoke to Krishna. I said, you can't do this. He says that a relative should not be treated like this. Even if he's supposed to be executed, if he's given he should be given a capital punishment, because he's our relative, what he should be done? He should be, max, you can throw him out of the house. Then he told Rukmini, he said, my dear lady, listen, everybody suffers their own consequences. And then Balramji tells Rukmini that, war is like that. In war, sometime you have to kill your own relative only. Those instructions for Rukmini, and this exactly opposite instruction for Krishna. How can you do like this, Krishna? It is not right on your part. Balramji chastises. And same Balramji, in the gambling match, who gave all this big instruction to Krishna, he said, you cannot kill your relatives, even if they are supposed to be given capital punishment. So when the gambling match was taking place in the marriage ceremony, there are kshatriyas and they would do that. And Prabhupada does not give much importance to that. So the gambling match was going on, even though Balramji didn't know how to play properly. He is like Yudhishthira Maharaj only. No? But only difference is Balramji does not know how to play. But if he gets defeated, he becomes angry. And Yudhishthira Maharaj does not become angry. So the marriage was taking place between Krishna's grandson Aniruddha and Rukmi's granddaughter, that is, daughter's son's daughter, रोचना. सो सुखदेव गोस्वामी वॉज नरेटिंग दिस स्टोरी. परीक्षित महाराज, हाउ इज दैट यू नो रुक्मी गेव हिज डॉटर टू प्रद्युम्न, दे आर बेटर ऑफ द एनिमी. देन ही नरेटेड दैट स्टोरी हाउ एक्चुअली शी चोज टू मैरी, यू नो, रुक्मावती चोज टू मैरी अवर प्रद्युम्न, इवन दो शी न्यू दैट माई फादर इज वर्स्ट एनी ऑफ कृष्णा, बट शी चोज. सो दैट इंडिकेट्स हाउ, यू नो, इवन दोज टाइम there was very big dynamics. It is not based upon only father's choice, it was also based upon the daughter's choice, and the father would also agree. Modernity was there in those time also, but that modernity was connected to Vedic tradition. So then the marriage took place and they were gambling, and unfortunately Rukmi was playing with Balramji, and there was a Kalinga king, a chamcha of Rukmi, and Balramji naturally was losing. Many times he lost, but he started winning. Even after winning, Rukmi, you know, was sarcastically commenting against Krishna and Balram. What do you know to play gambling match? You're not king. You should go and do something else. So when he repeatedly started condemning Balramji, and this Kalinga king was laughing loudly, showing all the Colgate, you know, 32 teeth. So Balramji lost his temper, even though the demigods told, hey, no, Balramji has won. So he defied the instructions of demigods and he still persisted, no, no, you have lost. So now Balramji lost his anger and he forgot all the lecture which he had given. And what he did? He took his plow and mace, both. With the mace he, you know, gave a strike on the head of Rukmi. His story was over. And then he took the plow, dental instrument, and he removed all the teeth of Kalinga. You know, he lost all his teeth. So seeing this, it happened right in front of Rukmini and Krishna. So see, this also happened during Krishna's time. Sometime it happens, you know, the spiritual master has to deal with two big devotees. Both big devotees have difficulty. If you say, you know, this, it looks like he is favoring this person. If he says something else, it looks like he is favoring other person. The best policy is what? You know, act as if nothing happened. So Krishna, Sukadeva Goswami is told by, Sukadeva Goswami tells this, Krishna not to jeopardize his relationship both with Rukmini and Balramji did not speak anything. A diplomatic behavior. If he says something to Balramji, what will happen? He could have told, "Wow, Balramji, abhi kya hua aapka lecture? Aapne hame lecture baji diya tha, abhi kya hua?" There, Rukmi deserved death. But because of Rukmini's interference, he did not kill. Here, Rukmi did not deserve death. Char bajata to theek ho jata tha. But marna, there is no need to kill him from the moral, from the mundane perspective. The Leela is not mundane, but there is a lesson to learn that how, you know, Krishna is opposed by Balram for what? To enhance the service only, which is very difficult for us to understand. So Krishna maintained the silence. So he did not say anything, because Rukmini had to see her brother, had to be, you know, he was killed instantly, and that too in the marriage ceremony. Grandfather of the daughter, you know, who was coming to their family, she is killed. Just imagine these things happening. These things do happen in India many times. And it happened in 5,000 years ago also. When? In Krishna's time, in Krishna's family. And again, Subhadra's marriage also is an amazing story. That Krishna wanted Subhadra to be married to Arjun, and exactly opposite of that, Balramji wanted Subhadra to be married to Duryodhana's son. Can you imagine? Whom is he choosing to marry? Duryodhana's son. And already decided, because he was a big boss. Devaki had to keep quiet, and Vasudev had to keep quiet, Krishna had to keep quiet. You can't argue with Balramji. What do you have to do? You have to only act. So Krishna acted in such a way, you know, it could have costed Arjuna's life also. Krishna used Arjun. He said, you kidnap her. And what happened? Balaramji not only wanted to kill Arjun, he wanted to kill everybody in the family of the Pandavas. But Krishna proved, hey, look, doesn't look like kidnap case, looks like running away case. You know? So then Balaramji became pacified. You know, Balaramji is originally Lord Shiva only. Therefore, easy to pacify and easy to make him angry. And then eventually, Balaramji, when the assembly was going on in the house of the Viratas, you know, discussing what to do, what is the next step now? The next step of whether to attack the Kauravas, whether to have a truce, or whether to just withdraw. So they discussed. No, everybody discussed how the Kauravas are being very mean, including Krishna. Everybody was very clear how many mistakes the Kurus have done. But Balaramji stood up. And if you read that, you will feel, my God, what is this? He puts all the blame on Yudhishthir. He said, he cannot be doing like that. They may have, must have invited to gamble. Why should he go? This is not fair on the part of Yudhishthir Maharaj. So Krishna, what does it do? It only enhances Krishna's love for Pandavas. You know, if there is no proper, just like if there is a wrestling match, and the opponent says, I don't want to fight, you win. So the winner is not excited. He does not remember this match so much. If it is one-sided, you know, then there is no fun. If there is an anxiety about winning, and you win, so that victory you never forget. So here, if everything is in favor of Krishna, there is no opposition, there is no fun. Krishna has come to perform pastime here. So Balaramji, in Krishna Lila, what does he do? He creates opposition, everything what Krishna decides. In entire Vrindavan Lila, and then in Dwarka, in Mathura, he creates opposition. And that what opposition he creates, what does it do? It makes Krishna more determined to render service to his devotees. And Balaramji has to create that. If Balaramji doesn't create, who has the guts to create? And how does he do it? He does not do, you know, which is not match fixed. I'm going to do like this, huh? You know, it is very spontaneous. Even in the story of Samantaka Mani, everybody blamed Krishna, including Balaramji. And not only Balaramji blamed Krishna, Vishnu Puran says Balaramji left Dwarka and he went and stayed in Mithila for almost 3 years. Can you imagine anger for 3 years? And Krishna had to reclaim that Samantaka jewel. And when Balaramji went to our Mithila, that was the time Duryodhan came there. Hey, this is the best time. Now Krishna and Balaramji are separated. We should woo Balaramji from our side. And Duryodhan came. Duryodhan was very good at pleasing people if he decided to do that. But most of the time he did not decide. He decided otherwise. So Balaramji was pleased by Duryodhan. In fact, Prabhupada gave one devotee's name, Duryodhan Gurudas also. Just imagine, he got a name called as Duryodhan Gurudas. Balaramji has a name. And Duryodhan's name is attached to that. So he came there and for 3 years he learned mace fighting. And Duryodhan became favorite student of Balaramji. And then after 3 years he came back. He taught Bhima also, but he taught Duryodhan also. There he opposed Krishna. And then Balaramji opposed here also in the peace discussion. And Balaramji opposed when the match was going on between Krishna, our Bhima and Duryodhan. And before that, he didn't want to take sides. He didn't want to fight on behalf of Pandavas. Nor he wanted to stay there. He realized Krishna is on the side of the Pandavas. He did not take the side of the Pandavas. But he couldn't take the side of the Kurus. Basically became neutral party. Neutral party means supporting party. Basically neutral means you are supporting the negativity. And he walked away from there. He went to best, you know, Jayadad Maharaj once he was mentioning, he said when there was a conflict between one leader, best thing what he decided was, go to Padayatra. So he came to Padayatra for 2 years. He said that was fun. So similarly, Balramji, what he did, he went for Yatra, going to all the holy places. But unfortunately, he came a little early from the Yatra. When the match between Bhima and Duryodhan was going on, and Krishna knew now, what? There is a natural affinity towards Duryodhan. And when the match took place between Duryodhan and Bhima, actually according to the law, you know, it is explained that Bhima was playing properly. And when Duryodhan struck him, and Bhima jumped high, and then when Bhima, you know, swirled his mace, you know, some or other, because Duryodhan thought it's going to hurt his chest, but rather it hurt his back. And Duryodhan fell down, and according to the match, according to the rule, you are not supposed to hit there. And Balramji became so angry, he took his mace, he was about to kill Bhima. And Bhima said, come, let me see how you kill me. You know, Bhima is also like Balramji only. He is student only. So then Krishna had to stop. Krishna had to convince Balramji. And then Balramji chastised the Pandavas, this is unfair, you have not done the right thing, it is not fair. But Krishna did not care what Balramji was speaking. He just proved his love for the Pandavas. So this Balramji, in Krishna Lila, he is not loyalist, he is a separatist. But that separatism is also connected to the foundation principle of serving. And that same Balramji, when he comes as Lord Nityananda in Lord Chaitanya's pastime, he is extremist. How is he extremist? We see in Jagai Madai's pastime. They don't deserve any mercy. You know, his whole role is to give, again, another one thing I heard from my, in beginning of my Krishna consciousness by one very senior devotee. He said, Lord Chaitanya is meant for the class and Lord Nityananda is meant for the mass. So therefore, we have to understand where we belong to. If we think we are class and we are not class, so Lord Chaitanya's mercy will not come. And we already thought we are class, Nityananda's mercy will also not come. Na ghar ka na ghat ka. Trishanku will become Trishanku. So you have to be very clear to understand we belong to the category of mass. Therefore we need the mercy of Lakshman and Balram who has come in the form of Nityananda Prabhu. And what is it? He is an extremist. That where you don't deserve mercy. Actually, Maharaj, Radhananda Maharaj mentioned one very nice lecture. He mentioned the psychology of Nityananda. He said, wherever there is greatest degradation, there is naturally attracted. Not to be party to that degradation, but rather to uplift that degradation. That doesn't mean that we have to be consciously degraded. You know, I need mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, so therefore I am going to break all the principle. Then we get somebody else, not Nityananda Prabhu. You know, but it is based on the spirit, not actual action. Animalistic propensity does not give the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. It is only the consciousness of degradation. It is not actual degradation. You know, like when somebody asked Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, how is that, you know, we were so sinful, did all nonsensical activities, how could we take Krishna consciousness seriously? So Prabhupada said, all your nonsense was superficial. Why? Because again, he represents Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. It is not superficial. A devotee should not be thinking, yeah, Prabhupada told you, know, what I did was all superficial. No, from a devotee's point of view, it is tangible, it is substantial. You know, doing what they did, all nonsense. But from one who represents Krishna's mercy, he says, no, that is not so important. What is important is that when I called all of you, you came and you chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Therefore, wherever, you know, Krishna, as Lord Chaitanya does not go, Lord Chaitanya is restricted in regards to, you know, certain places, being a sannyasi. But Nityananda Prabhu can go anywhere. Why? To reclaim. And therefore, as a servant of Krishna, the servitor Godhead, what does he do? His role is to create very innovative ways. to reclaim the fallen soul. And because it's very, very innovative in reclaiming the fallen soul, unfortunately what happens, those who are not very progressive in their understanding, they are critical of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Similarly, we see in the modern world also, there are many devotees who are presenting Krishna consciousness. This fact we have to understand. And if you are only loyalist and do not do anything, you become fanatical. The loyalist who do not further the movement of Krishna consciousness, you know, they sit on their desk and write and send, you know, fatwas, you know, not even preaching to one person, not even appreciating others' preaching of Krishna consciousness. What happens? They are loyalists, no doubt. They are exactly following, at least they feel exactly following, what their predecessor acharyas did. But what happens? It does not bring people to Krishna consciousness. The one important principle in the modern world or in the mundane world is what? That does not change. It is constant. What is it? The change will not change. You know, the changing principle will continue to act. And in this changing principle, a sincere devotee, what will he do? It doesn't matter. In fact, you know, we had a discussion recently. That one may say, hey, it is not my job to change. Somebody, you know, some big acharya will change. Yes, the big acharya will change big things so that he can implement. But the small insignificant person, when he has to give Krishna consciousness, what worked 25 years back, the laws, the principle are the same. Krishna is the Supreme Lord. Chanting Hare Krishna is the goal. Worshipping Krishna is the goal. Rendering service to Krishna is the goal. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, these are the 9 process. But the application will differ according to the changing times. And if you do not allow that Balram Shakti to flow into such devotees and give that scope, then what happens? We become critical, we become blasphemous. Sitting behind and talking and not doing anything is very easy. Therefore it is explained, magnanimity is not only about giving things. Magnanimity is also defined as accepting opinions. There could be this way also, this could be that way also, it could be this way also. So therefore, we see, this is what Prabhupada did. And this is what those who want to further the mission, dynamically understanding when they are in the world, they see, you know, people are not taking to Krishna consciousness. If they are not taking to Krishna consciousness, you have the choice. What is it? Do exactly what the previous people did and say, you know, we don't care. At last, we are doing exactly what somebody told us to do. But at the cost of not reaching to people, not making devotees, one may be satisfied, okay, you know, I don't want to do any changes because this is what, how our predecessor acharyas gave. Let us remain pure. You know, one devotee in our teacher's seminar, he had told, you know, purity is there. If you create a very good quality sweet rice, but only 5 grams, what is the value? कौन खाएगा भगवान भी नहीं खा पाएंगे उसको 5 ग्राम है परंतु प्योर माल है एट द सेम टाइम यू वांट टू गिव इट टू लार्ज नंबर ऑफ पीपल देन यू मेक दैट 5 ग्राम्स इनटू 5000 लीटर बट देयर इज नो मिल्क ओनली देयर इज नो राइस ओनली इट इज ओनली वाटर डाउन सो वाटरिंग डाउन इज अ प्रॉब्लम दैट इज नॉट बलराम तत्व मेकिंग ओनली 5 ग्राम्स ऑफ स्वीट राइस इज नॉट बलराम तत्व व्हाट इज द बलराम तत्व बलराम तत्व इज sufficient quantity of sweet rice, where large number of people can receive. At the same time, sweet rice is a sweet rice. Sweet rice is not a water. And how do we do it? For that, we have to seek the blessings of Balramji. You know, continuously. Then, my dear Lord Balram, my dear Nityananda Prabhu, my dear Lakshman, and all the acharyas who are connected to their line, their thinking pattern, we have to pray, that let me become relevant. Let me become relevant in my own Krishna consciousness and to the Krishna consciousness of others. If this sincerity is there, and then what happens? the mercy of Balramji will continue to flow, because Balramji only represents the tattva of seva, a dynamic service. So therefore, whether he is Lakshman loyalist, whether he is Balram separatist, whether he is Nityanand extremist, he is always eternally Shesha. One who enjoys serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki. Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki. Balaram Purnima Mahamohosav Ki. Gaur Premanande.